Funkinoy Worldwide. Hope you've had a fantastic week. The weekend is here. Got some tunes for you. I will be getting to that acoustic punk, as I said, but I got some more music to go through. Thank you to Rude Boy Groot. So I want to get some of those added in, and I actually have several suggestions, recommendations from him that are going to be on this episode. So we're doing some covers again, but this time on the covers, we're doing non-punk bands prior to the 1980s, and it's almost prior to the 1970s, as there's only a handful of bands that these tracks actually came out in the 70s. Most of it is stuff from the 60s. But again, non-punk bands, and I got a lot to get to because there's a lot of great stuff, so let's just get right to it. We're going to jump into the Attics. If you haven't heard this version before, well, you've probably heard the version by Dropkick Murphys, or if you're in Europe, Die Totenhosen also did them. And I'm going to be doing some from, same track, numerous bands later on as we go, but not on this one. We're just going to kick this one off. The Attics, it was originally written by Oscar Hammerstein and Richard Rodgers, a.k.a. Rodgers and Hammerstein, for the musical Carousel, which I believe came out in 1956. So I'm tentative on a lot of these dates. There's so much out there, and I just didn't take the time to really thoroughly go through it. But thereabouts, right? So let's get to the Attics from Ipswich in Suffolk. They included it on Sound of Music that they put out in 1982. It's called You'll Never Walk Alone. Let's go.
Walk on, walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll
You'll Never Walk Alone. Great stuff. Now we are going to do some of those compares, as I was talking about earlier. Iron Cross is first. They're from Arlington in Virginia. Them and Los Explosivos from Mexico City. They both covered The Litter, their track Action Woman. And you can go find that on Hooligan Classic Volume 2. For Iron Cross's version. And in 2012, Los Explosivos put out Satisfaction Woman, which is where this is included. So we are going to get to that now. If you want to follow any of these bands on their socials, The Attics on Facebook, Iron Cross on Facebook, Los Explosivos on Facebook, and then on Instagram at The Attics Official and at Los EXPLOS, you can follow them there. That track from The Litter came out in 1967. We'll do them back to back. Here we go with Iron Cross, Los Explosivos, the track's Action Woman. Explosivos. That is Action Woman. So I didn't listen to all the originals before doing the episode. I just don't have the time to go through them. And once we get through this whole episode, you'll realize there's a lot of tracks on this one. But I have to imagine that Los Explosivos, probably a little closer to the original, but two definitely different versions of that cover there. Next up, we've got Rough Cuts. Love this band. Rough Cuts on their Nobody's Fool album that came out in 2020. They released in 2020. They're found at Rough Cuts Oi on both Instagram and Facebook, though they are no more. But I did get to see Mike and his other band, Reckless Upstarts, last weekend at Crash Fest, which was great. But man, just too bad I won't be seeing any of these great Rough Cuts tracks perform live anymore. Let's get to the cover, though. Come Into My Parlor, 1969, was put out by The Bleachers. They did a great job here. Let's get to this Toronto, or at least formerly, still from Toronto, but formerly a band, Rough Cuts. Here we go. It is Come Into My Parlor. Coming to My Parlor. Great track, great cover. Again, that was The Bleachers. I did tell you inaccurately, it didn't come out on the Rough Cuts album that came out in 2020. It came out on the Rough Cuts EP. I think I just said the title. Scratch all the stuff I said. Let's pretend that it's Rough Cuts on Rough Cuts EP that came out in 2019. That's where you'll find their cover of The Bleachers. Next, let's get to the next one. King Size Braces, they put out a split with The Attack. We're going to be playing The Attack soon, actually, but no, that's not it. Where they did a split called Attack with Hudson Falcons. I am struggling. That band's from Mississauga in Ontario, so that's two Ontario bands here back-to-back. In 2001 is when that split came out. They did a cover, both bands did covers on that split, but they did a cover of Mama Tried, which was from Merle Haggard and the Strangers, which originally came out in 1968. I believe, like all these, again, so a lot of these classic bands had so many different releases. That's where I found it. And I don't have that much time to cover all of it. But definitely prior to the 80s, and that's what we are after on this episode, is covering non-punk tracks prior to the 80s, because I actually have one coming up that'll be of tracks from the 80s, and that'll be non-punk tracks too. We'll probably do those and relatively soon, just because we got so many, and then got the episode of the acoustic coming up, some new songs from June. And if you're not listening to POW Radio, definitely check out POW Radio. Doing that every morning this past week. We'll continue to do it Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Mountain Time. So that's 8 a.m. Pacific. What does that make that? 11 Eastern and 5 p.m. over there, CET. England's got UK. They've got 4 p.m., 4 in the afternoon. So you can listen to it live, and I'm going to try to do replays, figure out the best time of day to do a replay. It's actually happening right now, doing a replay from the Who Gives a Fuck Friday episode. And just doing 1 hour a day over there, throwing on some classic interviews and such. All right, enough about that. Like I said earlier, we have a lot of music to get to. Let's get back to the music. I was on to King Size Braces and then got derailed by myself. So let's get to Mama Tried, King Size Braces. Country's punk's gonna get, man. king-size braces. That was Mama Tried. I'm getting ahead of myself. We're going to keep that theme going. We're going to go to Brothers Grimm Punk. They did a cover of Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, a.k.a. the Music City Rangers. And, it's kind of that version, I suppose. But it was originally done by Ed Bruce. The Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson version, I believe, came out in 1978. I saw another date that was 80, so that's the only one that could possibly be 1980, but I think it was 1978. And again, earlier than that, because it was originally done by Ed Bruce. You can follow Brothers Grimm Punk and their podcast over at PunkBot138. You can get all the details there over on Instagram, but they do their own podcast as well. So you can check that out. I was live with Dee Dee Grimm on POW Radio just this past weekend because we were both in the same place at the same time. So when in Rome, right? Is that the saying? you can check them out, though, on their podcast, Brothers Grimm Punkcast at blogspot.com. And it's also available archive, Apple, Google, YouTube, Punk Rock Demonstration, and Ripper Radio. So go check them out. Shout out to them. I've got, they did another cover, which I will definitely include that when we get to, got a couple other covers episodes I'm working on. So like I said, one of them might be sooner than later, but the other one, that one I'm getting at is probably going to be a little bit down the road. Anyway, Brothers Grimm Punk off of Long Live Punk that came out April of this year, April 8th. Let's check out that cover, Mama's. Here it is. Just like that, that was Mama's from Brothers Grimm Punk. Sarcastic cover, as they said. And some of the covers, especially when punk bands are covering bands that are nowhere near punk, they are punking it up. So a looser version of a cover, I suppose. Next up, we're going to do three in a row from DOA. We'll just play them all. Why not? DOA has done some covers before, but I thought these ones fit. They're all off different releases. Off of We Come in Peace from 2012, we're going to do DOA covering the Beatles' Revolution. That was originally released in 68. Immediately followed by San Quentin, which is a Johnny Cash cover. That was released on Hard Rain Falling. That DOA released in 2015. Johnny Cash released it in 1969. And then why not another Johnny Cash cover? Folsom Prison Blues, that cover was originally the track from Johnny Cash, originally 1968. DOA put it out on Punk Rock Singles 1978 through 99 that they released in 2007. Obviously before that, but that's where I found it. So we're going to do three in a row from DOA covering the Beatles and a couple Johnny Cash. Let's go.
What about revolution? Well, hell, you know, we all on a teacher world. You tell me that we see the revolution. Well, hell, you know, we all on a teacher world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you go to Duke County out.
Covers there from DOA. Two of those were Johnny Cash, Great Steph, Joey Keeley. Don't want to call him Joey Shithead anymore. I mean, that dude's been a politician at this point, so I don't want to be like Joey Shithead, but that's who he was at one point. Great, though. I got to see him live a couple years back at Punk Rock Bully, most recent time that I've seen him, so happy to do that. And while I was listening to that, I thought, you know, you hear some bands play these some of these covers they do, and they, you know, really make the cover their own. And it's not that, you know, I thought they, all of these bands so far have made the cover their own. But how many of these bands are performing these particular tracks live? I mean, some of these bands, shit, the Addicts have so many tracks. Cover probably doesn't really make it into the set. But some other bands that might not have quite as many tracks, I mean, DOA, same boat as the Addicts. But some of the other ones might not have quite so many to choose from. So I wonder how many are out there playing the covers in their sets, because they're obviously fun. But let's get to some more of those covers. Some more of that pondering will go on, I suppose. The Dictators from New York on Go Girl Crazy that came out in 1975. Yeah, some of these releases are 75. We have tracks that are released afterwards that are being covered before this release, or since that release was actually put out. So in 75, we're actually going to be playing a couple tracks, I think 1979 and 1977. Those were the originals. So, and they were already covering a band on something. So let's go girl, Go Girl Crazy. Now let's Go Girl Crazy. They included I Got You Babe from Sonny and Cher. Sonny and Cher did it 10 years earlier in 65. Dictators, you can go check out Handsome Dick Manitoba, or at least the band, at The Dictators and on Facebook, and at The Dictators Official on Instagram. Handsome Dick Manitoba's got his own stuff going on, but you can check out any of them. Let's get to The Dictators covering that Sonny and Cher track, I Got You Babe, the punk version though.
I got you.
And just like that, I got you, babe. They did a killer job of that Sonny and Cher track. I mean, quite personally, I mean, like I told you at the top of the show, I haven't listened to all the originals. That one, I've definitely heard the original. And I prefer the punk versions, but I guess that's why I'm doing a punk podcast, punk radio shows, and so forth, right? I guess it makes sense. Let's go to the next one, Gotimia. They're from Halden in Norway. This year, April 12th of 2024, they released Eternal Sunshine of a Rotten Mind. I really do dig the album title there. I think they did a great job. And they have some cool artwork that goes with it. I've played them before, and I've been looking to play this one as when the band shared it with me, they're like, hey, when you do a covers episode, we did a cover of the Four Tops. Cool. So they did Reach Out, I'll Be There by the Four Tops, who put it out in 1967. I want to say the Jackson 5 did this one too. Not that up to date, but I'm pretty sure they did. Either way, the Four Tops did it in 67. At Gotemia on both Instagram and Facebook, and that's Gotemia. Let's get to our Norwegian friends here, and off of The Eternal Sunshine of a Rotten Mind, Reach Out, I'll Be There. Killed it, and you should go check out the rest of that new album, Eternal Sunshine of a Rotten Mind. Thank you to them for sharing that with me. They were awesome with that Four Tops, and you know, the more I listen to it this go around, it's like I must be thinking of a different Jackson 5 song, because I definitely don't recall the Jackson 5 doing that. And everybody else was probably thinking, what the fuck's he talking about? Jackson 5 never did this. No, it's just the Four Tops. Some other track, I don't know. They did do some covers themselves, the Jackson 5, but that's neither here nor there. Let's get back to some more covers. We're going to go to The Slickers, who in 1970 released a track called Johnny Too Bad. We are going to do three covers here In order of when they came out, as it does make sense for the first two for sure. First will be UB40 off their Labor of Love. They put out 1983. They're from Birmingham in the UK. I'm sure most people know them, but if you don't, they're at official UB40 News on Facebook and at UB40 Official on Instagram. Then we're going to do Sublime's version. They put out on Ja Won't Pay the Bills that came out in 91. If you are curious, the band is actually still going now. They were Sublime with Rome for a minute, and now they're doing stuff together with Bradley Knoll. He was the singer who passed away. His son, Jacob Knoll. They just actually released a song where they had some audio of sorts, maybe a track they finished and included. Jacob was on there, and then a track or portion from his dad, who obviously passed away coming up on 30 years ago, somewhere in that range. I like Sublime, not like really into them. I don't know a whole lot about them, you know, but they're from Long Beach. They were from Long Beach, and you can find them at Sublime on both Instagram and Facebook. I did hear a little bit of the Sublime with Rome stuff, and I am excited that Jacob Knoll's taken over at this point. I'll just say that. And then we'll follow it up with the Radix out of New York City in 1996. They put out Rebel Sound, which included Johnny. It's just called Johnny, but it's cover here. And they're found on Facebook at The Radix. So Johnny Too Bad from The Slickers. Let's go UB40, Sublime, and The Radix. Here goes.
You double cross the man according to God.
Just a little beyond the halfway point of the Sublime One, we're going to skip next to Johnny from the Radix.
Down the road with the
The Radix with Johnny. Three totally different versions. I mean, you kind of have the reggae version with UB40, the whatever the fuck Sublime is version. I mean, it started off cool, and I liked how they kind of did their own thing. And then they're like, hey, what's that song UB40 did? You know, they kind of kicked into it. But then they are, even though they're considered, you know, especially early stuff, and I totally agree, there's some really great songs that I like of theirs. But then they also have albums that include songs like this that go on. I mean, that's why punk was one of the reasons, I should say, that punk was started to begin with. And it's because of the songs that were slow and taking so long. And it's not an opera that we want to attend. Let's pick it up. And so that's why I kind of had to skip through. I mean, that's almost a 6-minute track anyway. And we listened to about 3.5. So most of it. If you want to check out more, go check out Johnny Too Bad off of Ja Won't Pay the Bills from Sublime. Let's get to Doc Hopper next. They're from Randolph, Maine, a known band, well-known as far as I know, but well-known band out of the Northeast. They put out Something Old, Something New, Something Borrowed, Something Blue, but that's B-L-E-W, Blue. And that is a collection of demos, leftovers, plus non-LP cover songs. First collected in 2000, intended for a disbanded Go-Kart Records release. But then Dead Broke Records ended up releasing it, which its release date was April 11th of 2024. You can go over to Dead Broke Records' Bandcamp page, and there's a lot of cool stuff. They have some cool covers. We're going to include one here. We'll definitely include some other ones on our covers episodes because I really enjoy what Doc Hopper's doing. You can find Doc Hopper at Doc Hopper on Facebook, at Doc_Hopper_IG over on Instagram. They covered Creedence Clearwater Revival, a track that came out in 1970, Up Around the Bend. And then why not? Let's play two in a row because they're both covering CCR. The Attack, love those guys, just did an interview, which we did two episodes over on SLC Punkcast. Both with Brad just split the same interview into two parts because it was a long, great conversation. The band, though, The Attack off of Nostalgia and Rebellion that came out in 2010. They did Bad Moon Rising. They are from Orlando, if you didn't know, and you can go follow them at The Attack FL on Facebook and at The Attack Punk Rock on Instagram. So, two covers from CCR in a row. Let's go with Doc Hopper, Up Around the Bend, then The Attack and Bad Moon Rising. Here goes. We'll be right back. The Attack. That was Bad Moon Rising. And again, right before that, we did Doc Hopper Up Around the Bend. Great both bands. We're going to do two in a row now from Pink Floyd. No, we're not playing Pink Floyd. First, we're going to go Bim Scala Bim out of Boston in Massachusetts. They've been a band since 1983. In June of 2005, they released an album called Bones. It included Brain Damage, which is a Pink Floyd cover. And then we got Anti-Nowhere League, who just this year, April 9th of 24, they did a cover on a single of Hey You. They're from Royal Turnbridge in Wells in Kent, over there in England. At Bim Scala Bim Music on Facebook, at Anti-Nowhere League on Facebook. And then if you go to Instagram, it's at Bim Ska Boston, and at Anti_Nowhere_League. So let's get to two in a row covers from Pink Floyd. It's going to be Brain Damage and then Hey You.
Fight. Hey you,
ominous there at the end, right? We fall. Hopefully they're not seeing into the crystal ball. Anyway, great stuff. Two wonderful covers. Those guys killed it on those Pink Floyd covers. That Anti-Nowhere, like, you know, sometimes like that one is kind of, you know, a punk version of being true to the cover, but still making it their own, right? And then that Bim Scala Bim, the ska version of Brain Damage, super cool. Hopefully you dig those. I don't know what your favorites are yet. There's still a couple to come before you make that choice. Let's do some Dark Buster off of their 22 songs that you'll never want to hear again. They put that out June of 2005. And they are found at Dark Buster Official on Facebook and at The New Dark Buster on Instagram. Man, I think Lenny Lashley is awesome. Like, I picture one of these days, I've got some ideas for something that I would like to do, band-specific, making some music, got some ideas and something like that. And if I did collaborations or a feature or whatever people call it, Lenny Lashley would be at the top of the list. I think he's got a great voice, such a talented dude. And the band here, based out of Boston, Dark Buster, they did a killer cover of the Steve Miller Band track Space Cowboy that originally came out in 1969. Let's go with some Dark Buster and Space Cowboy. Space Cowboy, that was Dark Buster. Just a couple left to go. I know we've got a lot today. Like I said at the top of the show, a lot. Hopefully it is a blast to kick off or at any point during your weekend. And even if you don't get to it on the weekend, hope you're having a great week. Let's go with Head Wound at Wanakee. I think that's right. Wanakee. I don't know. Wanaque, New Jersey. Head Wound put this out 2005 on Gin Mill. That's the name of the release. They did a cover of Peter, Paul, and Mary's Leaving on a Jet Plane. And if you didn't know, that track was actually written by John Denver. So is that a cover of a cover? Or just a band who did a track written by somebody who then now this band is covering? At Head Wound NJ over on Facebook, that track was originally released by Peter, Paul, and Mary in 1969. Again, fast forward 2005. Head Wound does it. Let's go with the Head Wounds leaving on a jet plane.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's winging and blowing its horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. Some kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Only like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again.
Great stuff, Head Wound. If I haven't said already, which I know I have. But I love the punk covers, man. They're awesome. We're going to go to Chaos UK next. They're out of London. In 1993, they put out Enough to Make You Sick / the Chipping Sodbury Bonfire tapes. And on that, it included Kill, which is an Albertos y Los Trios Paranoias cover. And I had no idea who that was. Looked it up, and they were an English comedy rock band formed in Manchester in 1973. So there you go. They were active 73 to 82, comedy rock, even punk. So maybe this one doesn't really fit the category. I don't know, but we're going to play it here anyway, as we are. Prior to 1980, this track, Kill, was originally released by Albertos y Lost Trios Paranoias in 1977. Kill! Let's get to it. Oh, first, at chaosuk.london on Facebook if you want to follow the band. Now it's time to kill.
Is he really going out with her?
Cover, roll me back.
Chaos UK, Kill. Yeah, that was probably more of a punk track that they covered, but either way, we're listening to it. Now let's get to the last two tracks of the show. Overall, I'm just not really a Beach Boys fan. Just really wasn't into that surf whatever. You know, back when I was a youngster in the 80s, pre-teenage years, and you'd hear the stuff, I suppose it was okay to hear the Beach Boys back then. But realistically, just not into it, man. But I like the cover that they did here, Battle Scarred, out of Gavle in Sweden, G-A-V-L-E, Sweden. They put out Punk Rock High EP in 2016. This particular band, their music's changed from starting with pretty hard oi all the way into melodic punk rock. So a bit of a variety. I think we're in the latter years at this point when it gets to the Punk Rock High EP. They are at Battle Scarred Sweden if you want to check them out there. Be true to your school that the Beach Boys originally released in 1963, the second oldest track, obviously the one from the Carousel that we kicked off at the beginning, Carousel soundtrack to that musical. That was the oldest, but probably the second oldest here. So be true to your school, Beach Boys. This is Battle Scarred.
When some loud bragging started put us down and says the school is great, I tell them right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in Spain.
Yeah, I like the liberties that they take with the track there, you know, including Punk Rock High and all that, because you know that wasn't a part of the original. But great stuff there from Battle Scarred. Brings us up to the last track of the show. It is going to be Transplants. The Transplants, yep, that super group Transplants featured Tim Armstrong and Travis Barker. Skinhead Rob, Elvis Cortez did bass. I know he's not noted as often as some of the other guys, but he was there. I think Kevin Bavona from the Interrupters has done stuff with them. Definitely tour. Those two are part of the live show for sure that I've seen. Anyway, Transplants, in October of 2017, they put out Take Cover, which I featured, what, 7 or 8 covers, something like that. And one of those covers was of The Flirtations. Flirtations put out Nothing But a Heartache in 1969. And that's what we're going to play here from the Transplants. You can go over to Transplants Official if you want on Facebook. Check them out. Let's wrap up the show with this one.
Get in!
nothing but a heartache. That was the Transplants. Great stuff. Hopefully you enjoyed the episode. Have yourself a great weekend. We're going to be kicking off the week with Delaware or Maryland. You got to put some stuff together. Washington, D.C. will be on its way. Give you a pretty good idea of what we've got to come. You can always tune in to POW Radio as well. Thank you for tuning in and listening on this one, and we'll catch you on the next one.